FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's April 2nd, 2018. Missed April Fool's and Easter on the same day. Now tell me that God doesn't have a sense of humor. Well, if you don't have a sense of humor, then this probably isn't the right show for you. But in any event, we invite you to participate. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. You can also call our hotline, 914-424-4142. Well, market is down 553 points right now as we speak. Gold up 1350, silver up 24 cents. What is going on in the world? Hey, Tesla, is it going to go bankrupt? Well, John Rubino is here with us now to discuss. John, happy Monday.
Hey, Kerry. Yeah, you know, wasn't this the play we put on like 4 years ago where we shorted the stock market and went long gold and silver? Yeah. I remember thinking that through at one point, and it never happened. But now it's kind of happening today, finally.
Yeah.
Stocks are tanking. And, you know, the story within the stock market is big tech. Mm-hmm. These companies that just went up and up and up and reached really, you know, dot-com level valuations and had to go down, but they just weren't going down. And people were starting to just accept that they would always go up. And of course, that's when things start to tank. And they are, you know, and I think valuation is the main issue with tech stocks. They just got overvalued, so they had to come down at some point. But right now, you've got a lot of specific things that are also operating. And, you know, some of them are political. You know, Trump is going after Amazon as a way of fighting the Washington Post, which is giving him a lot of really critical coverage in D.C. And that's affecting Amazon. Its stock is way down. The French president just came out and said that Facebook and Google are, quote, too big to be governed, which implies some kind of antitrust thing coming down the pipe in which the EU tries to break up big tech companies. And then, you know, Tesla, of course. Full disclosure, I'm short Tesla and happily short this morning because their stock is down again because they've got a whole bunch of things going on. You know, they had a fatal crash just lately, one of their cars.
Yeah, blew up under some batteries. The batteries blew up.
And their batteries burned the guy alive, it sounds like. You know, really gruesome kind of story that isn't being answered adequately, apparently, by Tesla from the government's point of view. And then they just announced a big recall of like 100,000 cars, which will be very expensive, even though it's not, you know, it's not a super big deal, but they still got to bring all those cars back and fix them. Their production results for the last quarter are out or due out shortly, and everybody's worried that they won't be good enough. Their junk bonds and stock are both tanking at a time when they need to raise money this year. You know, they need a big financing of a couple of billion dollars, apparently, going forward. And they're either going to have to pay up in the junk bond market, which is going to hurt their cash flow going forward because they'll be paying a high interest rate on this new piece of debt, or they'll issue stock, which will dilute their stock further. And, you know, usually even when a healthy company with no immediate problems sells a lot of stock, their stock price goes down. So that effect will be magnified if a troubled company has to issue a lot of stock. So add it all up, and there are a lot of reasons to be worried about Tesla in the short run and the long run, and its stock is reacting to that. It's down, you know, 10% or so. Or no, it was down 7% early on. It's down about 5% right now. And, you know, the overall stock market is being pulled down by tech. So you're seeing the NASDAQ down by like 3% today, which is a big move for an index. You know, 1% is a big move for an index. 3% is a scary big move. So that's what's happening today in the stock market.
Yeah, that's pretty substantial. I mean, Tesla, high flyer, you've been saying to short it for quite a while. I read an analysis said they might go bankrupt if they can't get a financing together. But, you know, the market's ignorance never ceases to amaze, does it?
Well, we like stuff that's going up, and it takes a long time. Once something that has been going up for a while, it takes a long time to change people's minds, because they get the buy the dip mentality, because that is what has worked for the past few years. You know, if any time Google or Tesla or Amazon or Netflix dropped a bit and you bought some on the drop, you made money. So that has to change. And it has to change over a period of time before people's minds shift from positive to negative, you know, and then you get sell the rip. You know, when it goes up, then you smack it, you know, you sell some of your stock. And that's what creates a bear market. So we're transitioning to that right now. And that doesn't mean that we'll get there, that we'll have a full on stock crash anytime soon, because a lot of things can happen between now and then, most of which are related to government actions. You know, it should be expected that the world's governments jump in to stop something like that if it looks like it's happening. And, you know, you already saw it in the last week. The Chinese central bank intervened in their stock market. The European central bank ramped up their bond buying program because of turmoil in the financial markets. And we haven't seen the Fed do anything yet, but totally expect them to if we get a bear market here. You know, they will intervene in a way specifically designed to make the stock market go up again. And that could be, you know, forcing long-term interest rates down again, or cutting the Fed funds rate instead of raising it next time, or directly buying equities. We can't put any of that out of bounds for today's central banks. So, you know, from a short seller standpoint, it's exciting to see valuations start to normalize, you know, to go back to where they belong, much lower. But, you know, you can't relax and think, OK, now that's our new trend, because you've got these institutions out there with unlimited printing presses. They can create as much new currency as they want to. And we know that that's their tendency now, you know, that they consider stock prices to be a public policy lever. It's something they manipulate in order to get people to behave in a certain way. So they want us to borrow more money and buy more stuff. And they want us to do that forever. And so they will manipulate financial asset prices in order to convince us to do that. Now, the question then becomes, can they do it? You know, would the Fed intervening in the stock market now send stock prices rocketing, or would it be seen as a sign of weakness, you know, a sign of desperation on the part of the government, and then have the opposite effect? Someday it will. Yeah. We can't know if this is the time, though.
I think we got a little ways to go, but I think that day gets closer and closer every day, every time we look at this. Look, gold prices going up today. You know, Trump's attack on Amazon. You could argue that a lot of it is deserved. The subsidy that they receive from the U.S. Postal Service is like $1.5 billion a year. I have a great idea, a great solution for this, John. We should just give Amazon the post office and say, look, you're the biggest customer anyway. Just make it a division. You can do what you want. Here, we're chipping in X billions for unfunded pension and medical, and it's up to you. Have fun. Goodbye, Postal Service. I mean, right? I mean, it seems like Bezos could do it better. I mean, it might be like a scene from, you know, what was the one where the guy, Men in Black, where he's working in the post office and he has all these little alien helpers helping him deliver the mail, you know? It might be a scene from Men in Black after Bezos gets done with it, because there probably won't be anybody working there. But you know what I'm saying? It's a lost cause, and we're subsidizing it anyway. Let's just give it to Bezos.
Yeah. You know, what I think is interesting about all this is the psychological aspect of it, because you see these big tech companies, you know, they're doing some questionable stuff, but while they're growing like crazy and while their stock price is soaring, people tend to ignore the, you know, the privacy issues and the anti-competitive stuff that's going on. But as the stock bubble peaks and trading gets choppy, people start focusing on the bad stuff that big tech companies are doing. And instead of, oh, subscriber growth is 30% a year, you know, the stock is going up forever. It's, oh, look at all the privacy stuff they're doing. They are going to get burned for doing this stuff with their customer data. Let's sell the stock. And, you know, those things have always been going on, but the market psychology determines which thing we think is more important.
Yeah, market determines news. News does not determine the market. And it's funny, when you even see Tim Cook coming out, blasting Facebook, blasting Twitter, blasting Amazon and Google, saying, look, Apple sells products to people. Your product is your customer, their data, right? I mean, that is the data. That is the product, the actual habits and behavior and the insight that you can provide on social media to that customer's behavior through the data. That is the value of those companies. And they've gone a bit too far. And now you see YouTube censoring like mad. And who do they have doing the censoring? Outfits like the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a scam enterprise, money laundering, and totally corrupt. Maybe they played a valid role one time, but you have them and Snopes, which is a scam, and PolitiFact, all of these entities that are hardly arbiters of the truth. So it's time to do something with them. I don't know what it is. You don't want to destroy an industry either, John, right? So there's got to be a way to regulate them. And my feeling is turn them into common carriers. Just like the phone company couldn't say, you know, I don't like what John Rubino says. I'm going to block all his phone calls so that nobody can talk to John. Or the post office says, you know, I hate Financial Survival Network. We're just going to stop delivering everything to Kerry Lutz. You know, that's what needs to take place with these entities. And then you need to regulate the type of data they're selling and how they came about getting that data and the uses for which that data can be applied. This is a disaster, a societal disaster in the making. And we've gotten almost too far to be able to reverse it, John.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm listening to a book by Thomas Friedman, the New York Times.
Well, that's your first mistake. Okay, yeah, your first mistake.
Well, he's saying something that ties into what you're saying. He's saying that the pace of technological change has reached the point that the regulatory system can't keep up with it. So our regulations are always inadequate. You know, it takes us 10 years to come up with new regulations for social media. But in that 10 years, social media has already leapfrogged to a new stage of technological sophistication and reach and everything. And so those new regulations are outdated before they're even put into place. And I think that's an interesting observation because it does seem to be true now. You know, we're really struggling to try and figure out what kind of rules these guys need to play by. And by the time we come up with a set of rules that fits for, you know, for today's Facebook, Facebook is three generations beyond that, and the rules don't make any sense anymore. And so, you know, I'm not sure what the solution for that is, because regulatory agencies, by their nature, move more slowly than tech stocks.
and like you said before, they're subject to regulatory capture, where the entities that they're supposed to be regulating wind up running them, like Big Pharma, FDA. I mean, you just go down the list. Something does need to be done. Probably sunlight is the best disinfectant here, meaning, hey, like during the election, you went into Google to do a search and you put in Donald Trump and it did autocomplete is the Antichrist, right? You know, you might think that that's a little, they're trying to tilt the scales. Or you put in Hillary Clinton and it pops up a picture with her and Mother Teresa. You know, this is maybe a little bit over. They might just be trying to manipulate you, you think? So at least, hey, if they're doing it, say, we are manipulating. Here's how we're doing it. Let's have some sunlight on this and let's come up with a plan to regulate these entities without destroying them like we did to Microsoft during the Clinton administration. Destroyed that company. It was never the same company after the government sued them for antitrust. And the other thing is, which which we can't know the extent of, we can only suspect, is the way that these entities, these social media entities, data mining companies, I mean, Google's just a data miner, how they interact with the intelligence agencies. It appears to be very substantial, endemic, ingrained. You see rumors that the intelligence community, through a venture capital fund, financed Facebook. I don't know if that's true. Okay. I haven't seen the proof, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. And I'm sure it wouldn't surprise you either.
Well, no, the links between data gathering private sector companies and the government are pretty intricate right now. You know, the government can go to these guys and subpoena whatever they want. So at a certain point, it becomes a partnership. And, you know, for an idea of what the future of that looks like, look at China. You know, the government and their social media companies are basically partners now in gathering up and mining all the data that people using their phones to buy stuff and tweeting, et cetera, in China are doing. And they've created a social credit score that is basically your score in terms of citizenship. Are you somebody who is defined by the government as good or not good? And if you're not good, you don't get a lot of stuff. You can't get into good schools. You can't get a good job in government agencies. You can't even fly first class, apparently, in China.
Yeah, that's crazy. And,
yeah, you know, but it's also completely conceivable here, too, where all of this data flows into one database run by the NSA or somebody and is mined for signs that you are somebody who deserves attention in some way and maybe punishment, you know, and so they can control you because they know everything about you. And unless you are absolutely, completely squeaky clean and you never speak out against the government and you don't have any skeletons in your closet at all, you know, they have power over you then. So you've got Big Brother, a really high tech, slick version of something out of 1984, you know? So I don't know. It's a really scary prospect, and it's not clear how you regulate your way out of that because it's in the government's interest to bring it about.
Exactly. No, it's pretty frightening, and I don't see any good solutions because on the one hand, you want to regulate, but it's one thing the government does horribly is regulate. Show me a good regulatory scheme. Maybe you could argue electrical power, but even there, there's all sorts of problems that you never really know about. So look, we're just going to have to see where we go here. But keep your eyes open. Remember, they're always watching, which is what's so funny about the whole scandal with the FBI and Trump and spying on him. The watchers forgot that they were being watched. And now it's quite entertaining to see them all scurrying for cover. In any event, John, that's it for this week. So take a look at John's site. You know it well, dollarcollapse.com. Take a look at our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And hey, check out the Twitter feed at Kerry Lutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. John, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Kerry. Talk to you then.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.